The following episode of The Patchwork Suite contains a mention of suicide. Listener discretion is advised, and if you are experiencing suicidal thoughts or are in crisis, call or text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. This is The Patchwork Suite, a collection of newly composed works based on a classical theme and inspired in part by a visual art form. Across the course of the season, we'll piece the suite together as we delve into the stories of the creatives involved. I'm Mary Claire Murphy, your Patchwork Suite host, and the theme I've shared with composers for Season 2 is a classical guitar lament called An Episode of Life from the Songs Without Words by Madame Sidney Pratton. Each composer has interpreted this theme in their own way, having drawn some inspiration from a mural of choice. Any mural, indoor or outdoor, and so we allow the music to transport us there. The next exhibit on our itinerary would have been the Four Seasons restaurant of the Seagram Building in New York City. That was the intended home for Mark Rothko's Seagram murals, which was a series that included his 1958 abstract work, Black on Maroon. In reference to that painting in particular, Rothko recalled the feeling of being trapped in a room where all the doors and windows are bricked up. The image does resemble a shadowy window frame overlaying dynamic shades of maroon. It feels foreboding, and in fact, Rothko recognized the Four Seasons as the wrong setting for these murals. He withdrew from the commission and later donated the set to the Tate Gallery in London. In late February of 1970, the same day the murals arrived at Tate for display, Mark Rothko took his own life. Fast forward to the Patchwork Suite, 55 years later, and we find composer Jane Wong with a musical remembrance of Mark Rothko and reflection on the somber palette of Black on Maroon. Jane is a pianist and composer from Hong Kong, and she lives split shift between Boston and New York.
I've been here for about 11 years. I came to study my graduate study in music, and then I ended up getting a job as a ballet pianist.
Her work as a ballet accompanist, which requires occasional improvisation, is part of the reason she began composing in the first place.
Sometimes when they choreograph something that doesn't really tie with like the original classical music pieces. So they say, well, can you make something up so that we can extend the piece, for example. That's how I was more like an improviser at the beginning because they asked me on the spot, hey, can you extend this?
From there, Jane joined a musical theater group in LA to study how to write musicals and has since dabbled in composition for various forms, from musical theater and opera to film to instrumental art music, much of which she penned with particular causes in mind.
I try as much as I can to have my music played for especially when it's like for a cause. I usually write something to celebrate people or to talk about some social issues.
Through her Patchwork Suite variation, Jane explores a state of mind that may be hidden within the layers of Black on Maroon, and she conveys that in part through her choice of instrumentation and special techniques.
His paint, Rothko's paint, was getting darker and darker. So basically, it's just maroon, and then he darkens the maroon, and then some of them are actually black. So I thought I want something kind of very dark, maybe. So cello is a great choice. And then we experimented with like glissando on the piano. And then we also experimented with glissando on the strings inside the grand piano. So finally we did it inside the grand piano. I think it's kind of more dramatic and unexpected.
Unexpected because no one could have foreseen such a gut-wrenching end to Rothko's story. Beyond the instrumentation, Jane represents the mood and the palette of Black on Maroon by systematically assigning pitches to paint color, where, for example, C is red, D is yellow, and B blue, so that the pitches themselves blend to what theoretically would be maroon. She based her pitch-to-color chart on a one-off light-projecting keyboard that Russian composer Alexander Scriabin invented for a synesthetic experience of his tone poem Prometheus, the Poem of Fire. Based on that pitch collection, Jane dips in and out of various keys, occasionally tempering the set with moments of lyrical melody. But the dissonance that bubbles up underneath, that's part of the experience.
Sometimes it's like quite disturbing, the dissonances, but then I thought, well, that's the point of the piece, like, that's sort of like maroon, but like with a lot of darkness in the piece. And then the feeling of being trapped and there's no way out, freedom is not available. So I try to limit myself to that color chart and don't go outside of it.
So Jane's prescription of colors is very clearly defined. By contrast, she took a more liberal approach to The Episode of Life by Madame Sidney Pratton.
The Pratton song was also a little bit sad, but maybe not as dark as Rothko's. I get the rhythm from the Pratton piece. And then when I wrote the melody, I used like some atonal stuff when I composed the melody. But in the beginning part, the harmony is actually, I used the harmony that Pratton uses. So it started with like a major mode, and then gradually Pratton is like bye-bye, and then Rothko takes over.
This is Jane's opening inflection of the lament, followed by a whirlwind of episodes that take us through the brush strokes of Black on Maroon. I'll leave you simply with a quotation that Jane engraved atop her score to this piece, which she titled A Pocket of Silence. In the words of Mark Rothko, "Many of us who are driven to this life are desperately searching for pockets of silence where we can root and grow. We must all hope we find them."
Thank you.
Composer Jane Wong derived that cello piano work in part from a lament by Madame Sidney Pratton and from Mark Rothko's canvas, Black on Maroon, from the Seagram murals. That was a recording by Hua Xuan Li and Luisa Paredes, conducted by Alfie Nimir Aditya, and recorded by Cello Verken Zutphen. Thanks to Jane Wong for her conversation and contribution to the Patchwork Suite. To learn more about the podcast or stream previous episodes on demand, visit WGTE.org or the mobile WGTE app.